The Volume.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase, and tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC 2021.
Hi, it's The Herd. When Driveway.com says on your terms and on your turf, they actually mean it. If you're shopping for a vehicle online, you can get whatever you want. New, used, certified, pre-owned. You can sell your car at Driveway.com too. Get a real offer online and they'll come to your driveway to hand over a check. Give them a try today at Driveway.com. Car buying, car selling on your terms. And on your turf, Driveway.com.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe, totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Friday podcast, Sharp or Square with Chad Millman. Interesting week of betting. Now, I had a winning week last week, thanks to the Steelers on Monday Night Football and Baker Mayfield melting down. Oh, I forgot I can't mention his name. But first, fake questions, real answers. There's stuff I want to talk about, but don't want to wait for you to ask me. Dear Colin, who is the NFL's comeback player of the year? Let's see, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz. Words matter, comeback. How about Matt Stafford of the Rams? He came back to a winning football tradition. Think about this. He got the world's worst job transfer. He was the number one high school football player in the country at Southlake High in Dallas. He then went to a top five college program in Georgia. He's now with the Rams. But he was transferred from Georgia. It's the worst transfer in job history to the Detroit Lions. I want you to think about this. It's like going to Princeton, magna cum laude, you get a great opening job at Google, and then they transfer you to Enron for 12 years. Have you noticed how Matt Stafford's back in the MVP conversation? And he was in the Heisman conversation in Georgia and was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas. It's why I always defend professional athletes with mobility. Can you imagine if Fox could transfer me to the 238th highest rated cable channel? Matt Stafford, comeback, came back, player of the year. Dear Colin, Big Ben's going to leave Pittsburgh. What actor would you compare him to? Great question. How about Mickey Rourke? Remember Mickey Rourke in the 80s? He was in Diner. People thought he was going to be what Leonardo DiCaprio became, the biggest star in Hollywood. Super talented, memorable roles. But like Ben, he didn't really take care of himself. He got progressively worse, more drama, stranger. Directors were afraid to work with him because you never knew what he was going to do. He always felt like wasted talent. He does have several memorable games and two Super Bowls, but you never knew what you were going to get. He didn't refine his game. It was big arm, deep ball, very few intermediate routes. In the end, it was sort of sad and wasted talent. One of the saddest things for me in all of pro sports is people that could be the greatest ever, 6'6", 250, and they just become really, really good. To me, Ben is a Hall of Famer, but wasted potentially the greatest genetic makeup ever for an NFL quarterback. Dear Colin, it's Bama, Georgia for the national title. Aren't you disgusted? No, I'm never disgusted when people who are passionate and want things get things. Like, if you really think about it, the Powerball is kind of disgusting. You could be a meth dealer, rob people, be a horrible citizen, and then be the richest person in your state. That's not the way it's supposed to work. If you want to create a work ethos in any industry, you want to reward the people who are the most passionate and work the hardest. Listen, in the South, it's what they have. It's what they feel good about. The reality is Bama and Georgia will do whatever it takes to be great. It's almost like game shows. There's got to be some skill involved. Which two have lasted the longest? Jeopardy. Skill-based. Intellectually driven. How about another one? Wheel of Fortune. You have to be able to solve puzzles or spell or you're screwed. Just like game shows, there's got to be something behind the win beyond luck. There's a reason that most great college football programs also don't have great college basketball programs. Historically, Alabama, Penn State, Georgia, Ohio State. Because they pour all their resources, all their top donors directed toward the football program. You want it more? I want you to win it more. Dear Colin, I thought you liked the new NIL, name, image, likeness rules for college football. You're suddenly saying they need regulations? What? Listen, people know in college football, the SEC has been regularly paying players. They do it through churches. Ole Miss got caught a few years ago. They've mastered it. Football runs the universe in the South. Currently, the transfer portal has no boundaries. You could literally transfer before the biggest game of the year if you were a quarterback and leave your program with no quarterback, even in the NFL. There's a free agency period and a trade deadline. In college football, it's the Wild Wild West. The name, image, likeness is going to make the SEC even stronger. I'm told a certain school, and I know what it is, but I won't mention it now, is paying five-star recruits a guaranteed $1 million. Is that really what we want college football to be? I think paying players is fine. I think transferring is fine. But even if you look in pro football, they have a salary cap and a trade deadline and a free agency period. There's got to be some structure and some borders to all of this. All the do-gooders, all the media members that want to just have the players get paid. If you want pro football, watch Sunday. There's got to be something about the universities that matters on Saturday. I'm not asking for fences and walls. Some guardrails, maybe? Dear Colin, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, first of all. Thanks. On another note, what birthday present would you want most? Honestly, that our nation would stop politicizing everything from science to vaccines to education. I mean, right now, I find that politics makes people incredibly dishonest. And I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about you and me. Suddenly now liberals don't think Dave Chappelle's funny. Really? That's why he keeps selling out 17,000 seat arenas. Dave Chappelle isn't funny. Now, he may have had an unfunny joke or said something that offended you, but it's inherently dishonest to rush to Twitter and now say because you're offended, Dave Chappelle is never funny. His best work was years ago. No, he's funnier now and forever than Patton Oswalt. You're going to have to come to terms with it. And Pete Davidson. Or conservatives, because they often get poked in the ribs on Saturday Night Live, are now claiming it's never funny. Oh, no, it is. It has moments. I've never been as big a Saturday Night Live fan as other people, but it can be funny. I go to YouTube and watch old Saturday Night clips all the time. Politics makes all of us, to some degree, less honest. Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers for MVP. If you look at the real numbers, there's an argument to be made, and a strong one. Burrow's got a higher completion percentage, more yards per completion, seven times as many touchdown passes over 30 yards, behind a worse offensive line, tougher division, less skilled roster. If Joe Burrow wins, however, here's what you'll get from conservatives. Aaron Rodgers lost because of his anti-vaccine stance. Actually, Aaron had a better year last year and didn't win unanimously. The two greatest quarterback years ever, Brady and Manning each had one. They didn't win unanimously. Burrow and Rodgers is largely a coin flip. In fact, Burrow's coming off a career debilitating potential injury. That story gives him another boost. But you know what's going to happen if Burrow beats Aaron Rodgers? It will be the clickmeisters from the conservative side making it a political issue. That's just dishonest. Dear Colin, you always talk about being interesting, and you talk a lot about your business. For your business, what's the best Super Bowl? Good question. Actually, it's not Tom Brady. I do think, like LeBron fatigue in the NBA, there's a little bit of Tom fatigue in the NFL. I think Kyler Murray, Arizona, would be fascinating. But I do believe Aaron Rodgers making it to the Super Bowl with all that drama against Patrick Mahomes feels the biggest. Let me throw this out to you in terms of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said after his first Super Bowl, "That's it. I thought I would feel greater." We don't know if Aaron's going to return, but he's more artist than accountant. Brady is about stacking. Brady is about production. Aaron's a music guy. Aaron's sort of a social media disruptor guy. Aaron hangs out with Hollywood peeps. He's more musician than artist. Musicians have a high opinion of themselves. Could it be possible that Aaron wins the MVP in the Super Bowl, knowing he'll never catch Joe or Tom? He calls it a wrap and becomes the most enigmatic, mysterious, and complex quarterback of all time. There's an artist quality to Aaron Rodgers that fascinates me. He's hinted at retirement twice this year. Can you imagine? Elway won a Super Bowl, retired, and had more good years left in him. Maybe two. Aaron's got six or seven, and Aaron calls it quits at 38 years old. How do you keep your name out there? Mystery. I mean, let's be honest. If I met you at a bar, you asked me a question and I gave you an answer, it completes our conversation. But if you asked me a question about Fox TV and I said, oh, I can't tell you. Oh, no, that is the secret at Fox Broadcasting. You would think about that for months. It wouldn't be the craziest thing for the artist to do. who currently quarterbacks the Green Bay Packers. All right, the college football championship is here to celebrate. FanDuel Sportsbook hooking up new customers. 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. I like Bama minus the points. I'm taking Saban and Bryce Young. Sign up at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean, basically, $5 can win you $150 on either team to win.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying,
gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
30-1 enhanced odds. Always use the promo code Colin, by the way. It's the number one sports book in America, safe and secure, payouts in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel is going to hook up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Whenever you go to a FanDuel sportsbook and sign up at FanDuel.com, just use the promo code Colin. 30-1 enhanced odds, either team to win. I'm taking Alabama. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook, FanDuel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana.
1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin. Auto done easy. That's Driveway's three-word game. Driveway makes buying a car online easy. And their nationwide inventory, superb. Looking for a Mazda in Missoula or a Prius in Pittsburgh? No problem. Heck, they can deliver a Ferrari to Fresno if that's how you roll. For a nominal delivery fee, Driveway ships any vehicle from their 260-plus retail locations right to your driveway. Not sold just yet? They've got a 7-day money-back guarantee on every purchase. Driveway makes selling your car easy. They offer an instant and competitive offer on their website. If you decide to take it, Driveway comes to your driveway and picks it up. Trade it in. Take a check. It's that easy. Even the financing is easy at Driveway. Their no-haggle prices makes everything stress-free. Since they own their inventory, they sell directly to you, which lets them offer a great price up front. Head to Driveway.com. Driveway.com now to shop for your next ride, and you'll see Driveway really is auto done easy.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, here's my buddy Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. By the way, the Favorites podcast, which Chad does with Simon Hunter, I believe it was the most listened to sports gambling podcast in America. Am I right?
Correct. It was a massive, massive success thanks to the Volume Podcast Network.
Well, you guys had something to do with it too.
It was the gift that I wanted to give you for your birthday.
It is my birthday today. Thanks for talking about me. I know.
How are you going to celebrate?
You know, my daughter said, do you want to go out? And I said, well, I'd like to have a cocktail on my birthday, and you would really not be the person I'd want to have a cocktail with. So why don't you go out with your fun friends, and I'm going to go see some buddies and celebrate tonight. And she was totally okay with it because she wants to go to West Hollywood tonight. And I want to go to Manhattan Beach and hang out with buddies. So I'll probably, you know, here's what's funny. I don't really have a hobby. And I love to ski. I like to exercise. But I don't have the classic, you know, I don't whittle. I'm not a crossword puzzle guy regularly. I'm not a board game player. And I was thinking about this the other day. You know what my hobby is? Going out with friends or my wife to a great dinner, bottle of wine. I love that. It's my favorite thing to do that's not my profession. What, I love it. I literally, all I want in the last 15 years of my life, I don't want my gums to fall out. I want to be able to chew chicken parm, have a nice glass of vino. That's my hobby. Is that pathetic?
Dude, so not pathetic. So when we sold the Action Network in May, my wife was like, maybe you'll work less, or, you know, maybe you'll like just find ways to fill your time. And it turns out I don't have any hobbies. There's nothing else I like to do. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to do my job, which is a really great job. And that's, and like be with my family when they're available and want to be with me and can, you know, can do it on my time in the way that I want to do it. But generally, like, I got nothing. And the only thing I like to do is socialize. And I remember years and years ago, this is like the mid 90s, and I was at Sports Illustrated and I was trying to, in a career transition, trying to figure out what was next. And I applied to a bunch of business schools and I got into NYU, but I had to write an essay for Northwestern. And the essay for Northwestern was like, describe what you like to do. I wrote about how much I like to go to dinner with my friends. I did not get into Northwestern. And I'm fairly certain because I couldn't say there was anything I'd like to do other than going to dinner with my friends.
That's it.
That's it. What are you going to have? What's your cocktail going to be?
I am not a brown liquor aficionado. I threw up once with rum and tequila. I like a hazy IPA, but maybe one. Even though I've owned wine stores in Connecticut, Maximum Beverage, I'm not somebody, red wine makes me tired. So I like little kettle, short glass, a lot of ice, club soda, two limes.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still go to Maximum.
It's a great, great wine store.
Great. It's 2 minutes from my house.
Boom. The West Hartford one, we just moved it.
I know. It's even better location for me.
Parking's better.
30 seconds closer.
Yeah. Eagles hosting the Cowboys, getting 4.5. The number was much bigger. I don't understand the line. I like Philadelphia here. Explain it to me, because I think Philadelphia, without Tyron Smith playing for the Cowboys, is a better team at home. Crappy weather. Explain this to me. I like Philly, sharp or square.
It's square. The wise guys like the Cowboys here. Majority of the money by a wide margin on Dallas. Mike McCarthy has said he's going to play his starters. The Eagles are getting wrecked by COVID. The Eagles can't really do anything in terms of playoff positioning. So it doesn't really matter for them. This is an opportunity to try to get as healthy as possible. And McCarthy has stated his intention. So that's why people are liking the Cowboys.
Okay. I like the Falcons +4 hosting the Saints. And do you know, I heard a stat today that Jameis Winston only has one fewer touchdown passes than Baker Mayfield this year. That's kind of remarkable. God. I know. I think I like the Falcons here. It's a divisional rivalry. I get the Falcons at home over a field goal. I think there's limitations to what the Saints can do offensively. It just feels like your classic division rivalry that's often been close. They played earlier this year, and Atlanta had their way with them, kind of moving the ball up and down the field for the first half. I take Atlanta in the points, sharp or square.
As square as your Eagles play was, that is how sharp your Falcons play is. This line has moved way too much in favor of the Saints. It opened at Falcons -1.5. Clearly has swung wildly from all the public coming in on the Saints. It actually got bet up to 4.5 and now got bet down to 4 and then ticked a little bit back to 4.5. But look, early in the season, the Saints were favored by 6 at home. So now there's a massive 10.5 point swing in favor of the Saints when they're on the road. This makes zero sense. Wise guys generally power rated this under a field goal. So they're all looking at this and feeling like they're getting a significant amount of value. And all the pressure is on the Saints and a dreadful, dreadful offense. They have something to play for. And Taysom Hill, talk about bad quarterbacks. Taysom Hill is grading out as one of the worst quarterbacks in the league this year, along with Cam Newton, Mike Glennon, and Zach Wilson. So, yes, this is the sharp side.
All right. So I'm a square with the Eagles. I'm a sharp with the Falcons. 49ers +4 at the Rams. Two ways to look at it. The Niners have dominated this series. The power run game has been good against the sometimes finesse Rams roster. Jimmy Garoppolo is banged up, won't be at 100%. And I do worry about a Rams team that's been sloppy, but winning on the road, comes home, and now has the dual running backs. I would usually, if Jimmy was 100%, take the Niners. I kind of like the Rams minus four, sharp or square.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, the Rams are the right side here. It's interesting. The game was at six and got bet down with the public. This is a very pros Joe's game, by the way. The public came in on the Niners, bet this game down to six. The money is on the Rams because the Rams all of a sudden at four are a very attractive play for professional bettors. Huge pros Joe's game. And look, one of the reasons the public is coming in is because of the way the Niners have been playing and because of the way the Rams have been playing. And the Niners historically have performed well in this spot. But the wise guys are not being fooled by, you mentioned Jimmy G. It could just as easily be Trey Lance this week. And Jimmy G did not practice yesterday. So if you're getting Trey Lance in the first half, very ineffective. In the second half, when Kyle Shanahan slimmed down the playbook, much more effective against a team in the Texans that could not pressure the quarterback. That is one thing the Rams can do. And they have a much better secondary. So you're looking at an opportunity here for the Rams at home to get right against a nemesis because they are potentially playing against a quarterback who might not be able to handle the same kind of pressure that they're, that Jimmy G can do.
Okay, I'm going to give you another favorite I like. And this is interesting because I've bet Miami a few times this year and I like them, but I'm going to take New England minus 6.5. The Dolphins' offensive line is bad. It is the weakest spot in the roster, where the Patriots may not get sacks, but they create pressure increasingly. This game matters to New England because they played very poorly for a two-game stretch. Remember, it was Houston and Buffalo. So that's why they poured it on against Jacksonville. I really believe with Mac Jones, with Brady, it may be different. But this is, again, a confidence-building win for New England. I'm going to swallow the points. Remember, their best corner, Jalen Jackson, takes out Jalen Waddle. So their big advantage perimeter-wise, take it out. Also, Tua is still young, under 40 starts. Belichick owns quarterbacks under 25 years old. I'm swallowing the points, sharp or square.
So earlier in the show, you mentioned the favorites podcast that I do with Simon Hunter on the Volume Podcast Network, which had millions of listens.
Millions.
And even late in the season, it grew, which betting podcasts don't grow late in the season. We do a segment on that show called Sharp Calls, in which professional bettors call Simon, who's a professional bettor, and after our Tuesday show, they call him and sort of give their feedback on what we said. And one of the games we talked about, and we discussed this today in the Sharp Call segment, was the Dolphins and the Patriots. Wise guys loved the Dolphins. They loved that we loved the Dolphins. The line has come down, even though everything is trending in the direction of the Patriots. All the bets coming in the Patriots. One of the games, absolutely, we got the most calls about today. And we're okay being on the lonely island of the Dolphins here. The books basically know what they're doing. They're not going to be super aggressive in moving this line because they want the money to continue, the best to continue to come in on the Patriots. But look, weird things happen in Miami at the end of the year when the Patriots and the Dolphins play. And I think that all season long, the professional bettors have struggled to go aggressive with Mac Jones on the road, especially against secondaries, which Miami has a good secondary. So like the Dolphins have. So the wise guys are on the Dolphins here.
All right. That's a good argument, though. It's a really good argument. Sharps have struggled with Mac Jones on the road, and that's a very good take. Do you know his completion percentage on balls thrown over 20 yards is 30%? I mean, Jacoby Myers is their go-to wide receiver. He's ranked 37th in the league in yards. It's like they don't have. I mean, they could draft their first two picks, if you look at their roster, should be wide receivers. They really should.
But it's also the one area that Bill Belichick has historically been horrible at drafting.
Yeah. You know, I'm rooting for the Chargers over the Raiders, and here's why. Well, for one, Justin Herbert likes me a lot. But let's not get into that.
How do you know that?
Because he grew up listening to me in the backseat of his grandpa's car going to school, and he texts me regularly. And he listens to the show and likes it a lot.
This is a Pacific Northwest thing. That's what I think it is.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it is. Do you know who called me on my birthday?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh.
No way.
Yes way.
Did he wish you a happy birthday, or was it a coincidence that he called on your birthday?
Unfortunately, it was a coincidence, so that's kind of a bummer. Okay, so the Chargers are a better representation and a truer playoff team. Here's why. They've got a full-time coach. They've got better weapons. They could beat Kansas City or Buffalo. This is a really good football team that has a young quarterback and can be inconsistent. The Raiders have an interim coach. Most of their good players are hurt. They have no deep threat. But they're getting three at home. They're weird. They hang around. And it's a rivalry game. And I probably feel like the Raiders and the points is the sharp side, sharp or square.
The Raiders are the sharp side. You're 100% right. It's for all the things you said. There's been so much inconsistency with the Chargers this weekend. And as much as Justin Herbert loves you, you have to admit, and he's had a great year, and his stats, like you look at his stats and they're unbelievable. You look at him like against Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, whomever, like great year, still very inconsistent. And there were moments where he was incredibly inaccurate. And this Raiders team, they just always hang around. They're just always there. And Derek Carr like doesn't seem to know when the game is over. And the one thing you have to think about is, will Waller be playing? Will he be coming back?
And I think he is, isn't he?
He is. That's what I'm saying. And so like, you know that if he does, when he is, Wise Guy's already bought the three in anticipation of him coming back. This game went down to 2.5. So the Wise Guys are already thinking, yeah, I'm going to like the Raiders in this spot.
All right. I always ask you, give me one you like I didn't bring up.
Look, there's so much ugliness.
I know. It's we don't even COVID injuries out of the playoffs. It's just nonsense.
So here's a couple stats I'm going to throw at you. And then I will give you a couple ugly games that fit the bill. You got to understand that anytime you have playoff teams that are in playoff contention that have something to play for going against non-playoff teams that are out of it, there's going to be inflation in the line. Bookmakers know that the public is silly and they're thinking, oh, I'm going to bet this team because they have more to play for. So the bookmakers make the line much bigger. Couple stats. Since 2003, teams that are in a must-win spot, 16 and 26 against the spread, that's a 38% cover percentage. If they're favorites of more than a field goal, since 2003, again, small sample size, 10 and 22, 31%. If you want to open it up, since 1980, these teams are 40% in that spot. What do we got this weekend? Jags plus 15.5 against the Colts. Colts haven't won in Jacksonville in like 7 years. The only game the Jags won last year, week one against the Colts. You got the Texans plus 10.5 against the Titans, a Titans team that has not been able to put away really bad teams this year, that's playing for the number one seed. So those are clearly two games, both the Jags and the Texans, that I'll be betting on.
Oh, God.
I know. But by the way, you like the Falcons. The Falcons are in the same spot. The Dolphins are in the same spot. Like, that's what we got.
All right. Well, happy birthday to me.
Here's some birthday props for you. Ready?
All right.
Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp needs like 136 yards to break the single season record. I don't know what they haven't posted the player props yet. I don't know what it'll be at. but I guarantee they're not posting the number at 135. Bet the over on Cooper Kupp.
Hey, I'm taking Alabama minus the point, Saban and Bryce Young. Everybody likes Georgia. What say you?
I like Georgia.
Jesus.
Hold on. What's the line right now? You just said minus the points. I'm fairly certain Georgia opened.
At
Georgia's
1.5
favorite here.
And now they're
like
I don't
Alabama
like
as an underdog.
Yes. I mean, Saban's been an underdog like 5 times. He's 4-1 with 4 blowouts. Bryce Young is so much better. You're going to tell me you're going to take the second best quarterback and the second best coach, both by a long shot? I can't do it.
Well, I can tell you right now that this is the epitome of a pros Joe's game. All the tickets are on Alabama. The squares are on Alabama. You know the money is on Georgia. The sharps are on Georgia.
You know what? I'm going to hang out with all the meatballs and I'm going to just hang out with them. And we're all a bunch of dopes and squares.
Go be with your people. It's your birthday. go have your cocktail. Do what you love to do. Be with your buddies. Enjoy it. You know, you're getting older, but you're not getting any wiser. I guess that's the lesson we've learned here.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Chad Millman, check him out. At The Volume Sports, our YouTube page. Push that red button. Subscribe. Cash and prizes, potentially. Not really, but I'd appreciate it if you did it.
The Volume.
A story of the rose is a story of love. From farms to our florists, and right into the arms of sweethearts savoring a date night in. Best friends showing their galantines how much they adore them. And those giving themselves a little love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.